This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, and lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Tara Fries. Her book of poetry, Remind Me That I'm Wild, illustrated by Linda Kehoe and published by the Master Key Press, was nominated for a NIMBER Award in the children's literature category. We have her on the telephone this morning. Good morning, Tara. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. This book, Remind Me That I'm Wild, the first thing I see, of course, is just a wonderful splash of color, and Linda Kehoe's illustrations are wonderful. The poetry, though, really grabbed my attention as soon as I started looking through them. Tell me, what was your inspiration to create a book like this?
Well, I did not set out to create a book of children's poetry. Both of my young daughters had gone to school that year, and I decided to finally give myself a true writing schedule where I was disciplined about writing from 9 to noon, and then I'd go out into the woods either skiing or hiking or running, take a break, and come back and write until it was time to get them from the bus. And originally I was writing more adult work essays, things that I thought I might be able to sell to magazines. And then sometime into this schedule of mine, when I would go out into the woods for my break, these poems, these whimsical children's poems, just started coming to me. And so I would get back to my desk and just scribble them down, and some of them would need a lot of work, and some of them would be pretty much finished as I wrote them.
I think about poetry and children, and so often we think of Mother Goose and nursery rhymes that have been around for a long time. The kind of poetry that you write, I think, goes a step beyond. I think it's a bit more, as you say, it's whimsical, but it's challenging in a different way. I think the nursery rhymes kind of lose their meaning after centuries, but these poems are really touching for, I think, children of today. Were you trying to speak to your daughters in a certain way, or sort of figure their mindset? What was the approach you took to the voice in these poems?
I think I was trying to speak to my daughters, but also all children, as well as just the children inside of all of adults, to remember to go back to nature, get, even if it was just for a moment, to kind of unplug and be in the magic of this beautiful area that we live in. All of the poems are very deeply rooted in imagery from the Northland. And I think giving kind of the opportunity to say what I felt was really important about life to whoever chose to delve into its pages.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely some of them speak to our modern times where, you know, distraction is plentiful, and people perhaps need even more now than ever to go back and sit on a beach or walk on a trail.
And speaking of your daughters' voices, it's fun that you also include some poems by your daughters in this book as well.
Yes, both Maria and Scarlett, who are now 12 and 10, had written a poem, and I asked if I could include them. And so now they always say, well, can't the book say Maria, age 9, now age 12? Like, well, people will figure that out by the year it was published.
Right,
so,
right.
Yes, they're both really good writers and continue to write. Actually, we just did a little writing exercise the other day at a cafe.
Were they inspired to write because you were writing and they were saying, Mommy, what's going on? Could I try that too? Or what drew them to try and contribute a poem to your book?
I think they just have been, they were raised with books. We didn't have a television, and we just read so many books all the time. Mm. And I think when children have so much read to them, I think their voice comes about pretty naturally. When they write, it just flows easily because they've been exposed to it. But I'm pretty sure that even just myself telling them stories about my godmother giving me a blank book when I was 11, and that's when I started writing, I'm sure that had something to do with them deciding to try it.
Wow. Would you read for us a poem, please?
Yes, I'll read a short one here called Way Back Where the Cedars Grow, which is anyone who has gone for any length of hike with a child will relate to this. I'm telling you, I can make it. If my legs are strong and steady, if I've half a gallon of water and my mind is clear and ready, I only need a change of clothes, some cashews and some sweets, a detailed map, a good night's sleep, a lightweight tent, and a few more treats. And don't forget a headlamp, a small goat to show the way, a deck of cards, a bag of gummies, some underwear, and half a day. I've heard the trail is all uphill, that the wind never ceases to blow. And it's true, this will be my 29th attempt to go. But I can make it. I can make it way back where the cedars grow.
Thank you, Tara. Way Back Where the Cedars Grow, from her book Remind Me That I'm Wild. The NEMBA nomination in children's literature is certainly a nice kudos to you. Are there more books planned now?
Well, I just finished nursing school, and so I am now finding time to write again, and which is wonderful to have time again for
and
creativity.
I have to say, too, that it's nice to know that during nursing school you were paying attention and not necessarily putting a pen to paper, doodling in poems and things like that. So that's good to know, too. But I'm glad you got back to writing. So what do you have planned?
So I already have a few poems down, and Lindy, who is the artist for this book, I know would be more than interested in illustrating another book. I actually got her to illustrate this book through, I applied for an Arrowhead Regional Arts Council grant. Mm-hmm. So that was really helpful in order to get an illustrator. And a lot of the poems that I'm writing are along the same lines. They're children's poems set in the North Woods, a lot more summery, because I think this poem is a little more heavy in winter imagery. So this one just happens to have been written a little more in the summertime.
Well, that's great. We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much, Tara, for your time this morning. We appreciate it. And congratulations again on the nomination.
Thank you.
Take care. Tara Fries, who is the author of the book Remind Me That I'm Wild, a book of children's poetry, illustrated by Linda Kehoe and published by the Master Key Press, a nomination in the Children's Literature category by the Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards. All this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, by NEMBA Award-winning authors and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.